You know why you're still alive? Because I chose not to kill you. But they will.
Do you remember the day they took you?
We were part of the same program.
They want what's inside our DNA. The speed. The intelligence. Strength.
Okay, here's the deal. Taken in the flow of the late August bilge, Hitman Agent 47 is strangely entertaining. The story follows a genetically engineered man who has his abilities enhanced to become a perfect hitman. He is tracking down a woman who has a link to his past and eventually works with her to become a formidable opponent in herself. But the story is irrelevant and serves only to get to the action set pieces, which can be absurd and overdone at times, but are certainly fun to watch as garbage escapism. Rupert Friend does a better job at playing the hitman than Timothy Oliphant did in the first film. Sure, he's still the most conspicuous hitman out there, with his bald head, barcode tattoo, bright red tie, and driving around in a fire red Audi. But Friend pulls off the emotionless character without looking as silly as Oliphant did 8 years ago. Hitman Agent 47's relatively short running time and whiz-bang pace makes it entirely watchable. Just don't pay full price for this one. Hitman Agent 47 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.